we are doing it, and we call it our web version, not a single version, and with no copyright. Although, for the English part, I cannot be very helpful. I'll try my best. The dilemma is this. The last verses was done by that gentleman, and it was, let's be harsh, over-sophisticated. Me, as a Persian with my limited English, I had difficulties. I had to search for words. Okay? There is the problem which has been dealt with differently. First of all, let's face it. Further you go back, the language is more decorated and too much literature in it. More you go back, it's like that. For us, we have to go 500 years ago. In that time, Rumi, in an Islamic country, teaching in that atmosphere, will use the harshest word. I believe intentionally, because it will sink in. It's something you cannot talk about, but you think about it. I believe it's a technique. Because in that time, we have other poets. Persian poetry, they have that sophisticated language that Rumi has in the Ghazals. But in Masnavi, he doesn't care about that. In Masnavi, he will say, I'm thinking about the rhyme, and my beloved will say, don't think about anything else but me. That's how he thinks in this book. And there is another stuff, because if you have noticed, it's the business of a storytelling. You remember why. That's the technique. Okay? We have a lot of stories which they look like the stories in holy books. Okay? So people with that sentiment could limit their imagination to that story as a historical report. They believe that historical is like that. And Rumi knows that. And he wants to escape that impasse. So, first he will invent some stories like the so-and-so, number two, number three. He will make this story about Adam and Eve right at the beginning, you remember. To show you that these are, I'm telling you the story. How many times do you remember he repeated that? Listen, story is a tool. Think about the meaning. Don't be a kid. The children will pay attention to stories. Then he will use so many different techniques. One of them is to dirty talk. Use the words. Like what? Do you remember what we call your ego? Donkey, dog, animals. And we want you to be offended by it. Because that's the offensive part of you. Intentionally, we do it. So Rumi intentionally will use some words. It's very interesting to me that so many hundred years after Rumi, a guy named Nicholson is showing a way of translating this and will put it in Latin. Then there are different versions of Persian trying to do this and that and that. To me, these are all nonsenses. I believe, if it is possible, to choose this simplicity, simply translated word to word, almost. Oh, keep the harshness, make it simple. Because none of these verses should have a different language. And the language of Masnavi is over simplicity. It's interesting that he's using Arabic, mixture of Arabic and Persian, and he really uses the words that are slang in a way. Do you remember the story? I told you the story. There is this slang mispronunciation of the wall. In Persian, wall is divar. The non-educated fellows, they will call it tifal. Rumi will say tifal is correct because this replacement of shams. Do you remember Salah al-Din, the goldsmith? Because he says tifal. Tifal is good. So what? So I think we could keep that as a principle in mind. Go to simplicity. As simple as it is, because if somebody should wait and read it carefully, then you're choosing to put away on this verse against the next one, which was simple. Yes?
I've noticed in other English translations, particularly Alan Williams' translation, where he does use simple language. Mm-hmm. But in a sense, he's gone too far in that direction. That it's almost too simple. It's too easy to read. You just go through it.
Yeah, lovely. We'll not have that problem, inshallah. You know why? Ah. That's a problem. We have an advantage that none of them have. We are we. We look at it as a group. So if somebody will go a little bit extreme, like this, but I'm not very active in that because I don't think being qualified really. But yes, when it goes that way, we notice it. To bring it to a simple level, the flow of poetry should be there. So if the text will differ, will be a little bit tricky. Does that satisfy a part of your question?
Yeah.
Good. Any further question? Okay. Where are we? It's your turn. Where are we?
755, 378. I said
367. What?
The non-existence.
Do you remember the kid? Don't forget the kid. Okay. This kid has been a very helpful partner. If you remember, because it will give you two advantages. First, if you cannot explain what you think you know, simply means you don't know it. Because if you know something good, you could explain it. Those whatchamacallit, how do I explain? Means you don't know it correctly. Second, the truth is not supposed to be a complicated stuff. This is a part of this vision. The truth is not a philosophy, and it doesn't need big brain to be understood. A child should understand it. It's simple and difficult at the same time. That's the trick. Look at the guy that he chooses up to replace Shams. An illiterate guy with no education. What a good heart. This is what we are talking about. 6-year-old boy has a good heart. So he is a very proper listener. This is now science. This is beyond the reason. You see what I mean? So, that's 6-year-old boy. I repeat my question, where are we? Don't worry, I don't give up on you. Don't look at the book. Think.
You were talking about non-existence last week.
Yeah, well, the guy is confused now. What is this? Where are we? Logically, always. Go back. From a beginning. Nowadays is beginning of book two. Start there. Because that's what we should not lose. This is a book that we are going to study several months, maybe more than a year. And it was thought that way. It took 2 years for Rumi. You know that these are the written poetry of the session that he talks, right? So it's one thing. You know what the problem of dissecting it? Each part of it will carry a very special beauty and that curiosity of receiving a piece of a puzzle will make it interesting, and you will use it here and there, and it becomes like a proverb, like a speech, like something like that. And each part, it's good, well-shaped, complete, just like, you remember? Just like the beads. But beads, honestly, are not important. Rosary is important. Connection of all this, because this is one thing to do, right? Therefore, always remember, when you want to think about something, where am I? Okay, we are 1/4 of book two, you see. This will lead that guy to somewhere. Then if I start to explain, which you are going to now, he knows that where you start and how are you going to give him these so many pages of book two. Book two started with what? You.
A pause of 2 years before the book two started.
Yes. Yeah, actually a pause happened. Why?
So that the students could assimilate what's come before and be ready to work at what was going to come next.
This is a different way, right? That was something. Go from the book and start. She went further back. She brought in the 2 years delay, and I asked why, and the answer was not that clear to me. Why that delay?
The students needed to demonstrate their understanding, to learn by doing and being.
They needed some practices.
Yeah.
Mainly to what?
To be changed.
To what?
To be the blood.
Why did you bring in the change? Because it's a nice word. Where did you bring the change?
I was thinking of the blood to me.
If you're thinking logically, you should go back. She brought in what? The delay, right? You logically.